What about your other room? Let's see, you had your bedroom.
Oh, I had the bedrooms. I always had, you know, room for the bed for children.
Mm-hmm. What about when you said you cooked the meal?
Well, we had an iron stove at that time, a range. Mm-hmm. We had, and that was the best meal you could cook was on those iron stoves. Mm-hmm. Range.
You call them range.
Range.
What other things did you have in your kitchen?
Well, we always had shells, cabinets.
How about did you have
them?
How'd you keep stuff cold?
We had a refrigerator, but not one of this kind. Mm-hmm. They were wood, and you'd have to buy ice and put in them. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see. You're talking about what you cooked. What did you cook most of for breakfast?
Well, breakfast in those days, we cooked breakfast now almost like what they have for dinner now. We cooked every morning. I'd do that even before I left to go to the restaurant. Mm-hmm. I would cook either grits and hot biscuits and sausage or steak, liver sometimes, any kind, because we run the market and we had the meat already. So anything I wanted to cook, sausage and grits, and you know, like that, hot biscuits and butter, syrup. And sometimes I'd have hot cakes, and then I had waffles sometimes. But I mostly had waffles and hot cakes on Sunday morning because I couldn't stay there long enough through the week.
How did you make your, what were hot cakes and waffles made out of?
Hot cakes and waffles is practically the same batter. And you make that out of just flour. I always add a little meal in mine, and baking powder, milk, salt, just seeing it later, just like you do today. Mm-hmm. Only we're better than these that make it now. Mm-hmm. Baldwin's anyway.
That's your
hot cakes
and waffles, what you put on?
Hot cakes and waffles, you have a butter and syrup.
That's what you... Well, now you know they have it so imitation syrup.
I know. I don't like that old maple syrup. We had ribbon cane syrup. Mm-hmm. We'd have this homemade syrup. My husband used to have, they used to raise cane. Mm-hmm. This man that worked for us. Uh-huh. We always had a cane patch. And we'd have, whenever, every year somebody would make syrup and we'd get, you know, half hour made ribbon cane.
I bet the children could always tell when something's cooked.
Oh, they sure could. They tastes so much better. Uh-huh. You could always tell.
I suppose they were coming down the street, maybe sometimes they could, you think they could,
almost
see you were cooking.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they were glad to eat it all.
You probably could smell it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they could. And lots of things then, you see, was better than it is now, because all of it was pure. Pure butter, syrup, everything was raised, you know, around. Pure. Buy your butter. You know, have your own butter, either buy it, if you didn't have it.
No, now they don't.
Everything now is imitation.
No,
because the butter and things like that is not the same. Mm-hmm. Even milk is not the same. But when you have your own milk and butter, your cook things is much better and nice. Cakes make the best kind. Mm-hmm. And you can smell those cakes all over the neighborhood when you're baking with homemade eggs and everything.